Here's an example of what an ICC service may look like when reassessing a client's strengths and needs. To the ICC coordinator, mental health worker, Molly's parents, the child welfare worker, and the teacher's aide, discuss potential strengths identified by the CANS tool. They use these identified strengths to form the basis of positive intervention strategies that Molly can use to manage her anxiety when she's feeling stressed and frustrated by her schoolwork. Identified ways for Molly to communicate with the teacher when becoming frustrated in class, such as waving her hand or go to her quiet area and take deep breaths. All present at the CFT meeting agreed that the behavior specialist will work with the teacher's aide to develop a list of coping strategies that Molly can use when she's becoming agitated. The teacher's aide will track the number of times she notices that Molly is agitated and how many of those times Molly is able to use her strategies to calm down. The CFT members will evaluate the success of this intervention at the next CFT meeting. So again, you may notice in reading this example that we are not providing your common targeted case management service and we're addressing linkage to resources, and we are not necessarily providing rehab and skills building either. We are identifying what strengths the client has and as a team discussing what strategies and skills she can use to manage her behaviors in the best way. We are not role-playing, modeling, or addressing pros and cons or consequences of her behaviors. The CFT is addressing the client's strengths and needs, what she will work on in treatment to improve her mental health. It is a discussion of what the client needs and what she will tackle in treatment, as well as what other parties, such as the teacher, will do to help the client.